Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Said the big man's gone away. All those Welcome.
Hello, Medford.
Hello, Medford. How are you guys doing today?
Back again.
Back at it again on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Talks Freeform Radio. This is the Granola Girls.
It really is. And here we are. That was a song by the band Hers.
Yeah, that was
called
Marcel.
Marcel. I was thinking like Marceline.
Oh.
So maybe Marcel.
I was thinking like Marcel Duchamp. But
that's totally, yeah.
Could be either or both.
Maybe we will never know, but that's okay.
It's okay.
We just thought, you know, it would be fitting to start off with a song by Hers, due to the tragedy that occurred last weekend.
We wanted to start with a little tribute to Hers because it's a band that has been really making some really good music for a while here, but tragically both members passed away last week.
Right.
And a lot of people have been expressing how much Hers means to them recently, and so we thought we should do the same.
Mm-hmm. So here we are doing that, and we also. Since it is April, indeed,
yes.
April flies.
April flies.
We were talking about this saying that Georgia's Spanish teacher said.
Right, I guess. Well, we were discussing in English the end of the semester, and he just says, well, you know, April flies. And because no one says that in English. And he was like, well, you know, in Spanish, people just say, like, abril vuelo. Like, April just flies, I guess. So we're going to make it a thing in English,
too. So we're making it a thing. Yep, April flies.
April
but
flies.
Yes, indeed, it is April.
And it's flying.
April 2nd. Happy April. It really is flying. Like, it's weird that it's even, like, April and that May is, you know, May comes afterward.
Yeah.
As they say.
April showers brings May flowers.
Yep.
That's kind of our April flies. That's like our April saying.
Oh, true. But anyway, you know, the passing of time, and with April comes like springtime, and like, I mean, today is like a beautiful sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little chilly, a little bit of a wind.
Yeah,
but you know, it's a nice spring day here in Medford.
Yeah.
So we thought we should honor that with a little Spring Has Sprung playlist.
Yeah, definitely springy vibes.
Springy vibes.
Keeping it light.
Yeah.
Keeping it springtime.
And that song by Hers, like, I've been listening to it, like, since, like, the first sunny day in, like, February where I was spring is on its way.
Yeah, trick day where it was, like, 50 and we were all, like, freaking out.
That was wild.
Yeah.
But that song just reminds me of spring, and it just really sucked to hear that, like, this band will no longer be making music, obviously,
right.
Which is just so, I don't know, just weird timing that as soon as I start like listening to them, I don't know, I guess God just, she really has it out for me.
Yeah,
just making it all about me.
No, I'm kidding. Feel like it's okay. Like, I feel like one of the really important things about not just the situation, but just like in music in general is like just being able to reflect not only on how music affects like a collective, but just like your personal connection.
Right.
Because like I didn't really have a personal connection specifically to this band besides enjoying their music.
Mm-hmm.
But like I know several people and several publications that I work with who like had an intimate like connection with like covering this band. And it was just really impactful to see how many people on an individual level, but also like together.
Definitely.
And
just like the
music.
Outpouring of support that I've seen, at least
since
the band's death, has really been overwhelming.
Yeah.
But like in a good way, I think. Just
to
hear that so many people, really loved this band.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really loved this song. I mean, I still do love this song. And I will continue to love this song and their music. But yeah, so we're just going for like a little springy vibe.
Yeah.
This afternoon.
And that's a really good way to kick it
off.
Yeah. With some Hers. Next up, if you want to just get right into it, I have a song from Wallow's new album, Nothing Happens.
Okay, this band. They're so good.
They're so good.
They really are. And I have, like, this is another band that I've just sort of kind of like recently started listening to. So good.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of their music really embodies like springtime.
Well, actually, I wanted to pick this song because I really like it and it's like current, whatever, it's like new, but their other EP is called Spring, and
right.
So I was like, I have to pick Wallows, not just because they're
no
good, but
exactly
also because, like,
and
spring.
I was gonna put a, like, I was also going to put a Wallows song on there,
our
so
minds.
I was so I was really happy to see that you put that on the playlist. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah, this is Ice Cold Pool by Wallows.
up this time.
Song is so good.
And I've said this before, I'll say it again. Would it really be an episode of Granola, an episode? I don't know.
Installment?
Granola Girls Hour if we didn't play a song by Hippocampus?
It really wouldn't.
Like, it wouldn't be.
It's, we're legally bound to play like, Hippocampus
yeah,
song
legally
every hour.
Obliged. And we gladly will.
Yeah.
So that was Waco's. What did we have before that?
Oh, before that was I've Been Waiting, Bristol Maroney. Check him out. Really good. Really good music.
Good song.
And then before that, of course, we had Wallows with Ice Cold Pool.
Right. Another good
just
one.
Just like hits. All hits.
Right.
All the hits all the time.
All the hits all the time. But last week, me and Georgia were like just tossing around ideas for this week's show. And she was like, oh, what if we did like a Hippocampus hour of like springtime specials? And I was like, well, every Hippocampus song
is a springtime
special. Yeah, like feels like a springtime song.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like I mean, Georgia put this one in the playlist, but I was also thinking like which Hippocampus song really just embodies spring. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, first of all of them.
Yeah.
But what made you choose this one specifically?
I actually almost didn't pick this one, but
I was like runner up.
I came back. Well, I was considering putting another song off this album, Vines.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
But I only picked this song because I forgot how much I loved it. And mm-hmm. when I was flying back to school, because I flew back to school late because I got sick over spring break, guys. So sad. But I was coming back to school on Monday and I was listening to this album and I was listening to the song and I was like, this is spring. Like, it right. is spring now as I'm listening to this song. And so I was like, even though, like, in my head, I'd be like, oh, probably Vines is more like springy to me. I picked this song because I was like,
this whole album really like embodies spring yeah. for me, at least. And I think because I like started listening to it more in the spring also,
right,
like went whatever year it came out.
Yeah. And it came out in February, so it was like in
yeah it was like springtime
yeah.
And yeah, so like a lot of the songs definitely have that like distinct like springy
yeah
like the air is just starting to like feel warmer, like it's sunny out. But I think for me, like, I do love Way It Goes, obviously.
Yes.
But, like, Simple Season.
That was another one.
I'm glad you didn't put that one in because it, like, makes me cry for some reason. So I would have just been crying in the club or in the studio.
Yeah.
But that one, I feel like it is about spring. Like, yeah. the Simple Season. Like,
it is our Simple Season.
It is spring.
It is spring.
Anyway, so that's also a good one.
Yeah.
Give it a listen.
Yeah, just Landmark. Yeah. I swear, we're going to have a Hippocampus episode. We're just going to go, like, Landmark. Like, here we go.
It's just going to be Landmark listening. It. Yeah, like, we're interpreting every song.
This.
Yeah. Yeah. So that will be an episode in the near future.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, when you were talking about, like, Hippocampus being, like, listening to it in the spring, I just remembered the first time I saw them was in the spring. It was the spring after this album came out.
Wait, I saw them. Yeah. The first time I saw them was the day before this album came out.
Amazing.
I know.
You can't see me, but I'm just like doing my telepathic. Like,
George's third eye
just
popped wide open.
My third eye is wide open.
Yeah. Wow. So it was like the dead of winter in Portland. It was so cold. And I waited outside after the show to like meet them. I was just freezing. Mm. And I didn't, like, know any of the songs because they, like, played all the songs from this album. And I was like, woo!
Yeah.
Like, totally, because it hadn't, like, come out yet. But, you know, they all sounded amazing, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the second time I saw them was, like, in the height of, like, the album's popularity.
Yes.
So by that point, I knew the songs.
Every word.
Every word to every song. But, yeah. So, good album.
What a good moment.
Truly.
What a good moment.
Oh, yay.
Okay, well, next we have, this song is so good. I picked, this is kind of a personal throwback for me. This is Wood by Rostam. Love him. It's featured on his album Half Light, but it was released in, like, 2015 or something. I don't remember, as a single. But I remember this was the first, like, Rostam solo project song that I'd ever listened to.
He's so good.
So good.
He's so talented. Have you heard the version of Campus that's just Rostam?
No, but now I need
to. Well, we're going to listen to it, like, during the break. that was probably the first Rostam, like, solo song I heard. And it's not even, like it's not on his albums or anything, which makes me really sad.
I love him.
So, very good song, very good man.
Yeah.
This
was definitely my favorite song for, like, a solid while.
I haven't listened to it in a solid while.
He came to ACL Live last, like, fall, I don't remember. But anyway, I saw him and he played the song and I was just losing my mind.
That's so fun.
Yep. It was like me and a bunch of old people. I don't know exactly what his demographic is, but it was like me and like two of my friends who I gave tickets to and then like a bunch of old people.
Right. I feel like it's old people and then like Hippocampus. No.
Vampire Weekend.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same.
It's the same.
if that was a Venn diagram, it would just be a circle.
I have this theory that they're the same band.
Okay, you're right.
We're going to discuss this.
Okay.
After we listen to Wood by Rostam.
Cliffhanger.
Here we go, guys. We'll be right back.
the grass, and horses as they pass. The mountainside, and I sleep beside a fire I built with burning tires. Sunlight on your eyelids, you're sleeping. Oh, oh. to attend that seat, but it's after dark. I can't see you in the parking lot, but I can feel it getting warm out. With God as my witness and you as my weakness, I'm drowned in the springtime sounds. Do I wait a month for you?
Wow, that's a good song. Just wow, what are the odds that we think that this is a good song if we chose to play it on our show?
Crazy how all the songs we play are good.
Wow, crazy that we have taste. Like, sorry. Anyway, we have a quick little PSA.
Yeah,
for all you folks out there in the Medford Somerville area. Here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet. Or waiting in the basement.
Oh my God.
It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable.
Is it my tethered? Only us people will get that. Continue reading the PSA.
Stop, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, Sarah, close your ears. Oh
God. Anyway, as I was saying, it's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Yep.
That was a PSA from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
That's a really good PSA.
Thank you so much.
Also, everyone should see us because it was really good.
Okay, I haven't seen it and I really want to, so don't spoil it.
I won't.
Thank you.
Just know that.
I appreciate it.
You gotta watch yourself.
Stop.
Can't trust anybody.
I feel like that's a spoiler.
Even anybody.
Wow. Really makes you think.
Yep.
Anyway.
So that was a good PSA. That last song that we listened to just a couple minutes ago was Springtime Blues by Marcinderis M*A*R*S. So do with that what you will. That's the whole band name.
Yep.
And then before that, we had Wood by Rostam.
We really did.
We really did.
Truly. What's our next pick?
The next pick is
Big Yellow Taxi.
It is Big Yellow Taxi.
Okay, so we're getting into my songs now.
Yeah, we kind of, this one, sometimes it's a mix, half. But this one's like a half and half like situation.
But I feel like a lot of them are like things that the other one would have picked.
They're like
anyway.
Mutual.
Yeah.
Like this is a good pick.
This one? This Thank you. Pick. Well, I just thought of it like during the break.
Mm-hmm.
I just, this song is just really fun to me, even though Joni Miss Mitchell what she's talking about is really like not fun. I just think the format of the song is really fun and playful, and it's just, I've been listening to it a lot lately, just like walking around campus in the sun, thinking about Big Yellow Taxis.
Yep.
So yeah, I think I like this one. It feels very springy.
Yeah, springy. Yellow is a very spring color.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like yellow gets a lot of hate.
No, I like yellow.
Yellow's my favorite color, but I've heard a lot of people say bad things about it.
No, it's a fun color. I don't think it, like, looks very good on me, sadly. Like, I wish I could wear it more often, but I don't think I can pull it off, which is really sad.
I think pulling off yellow is a state of mind. So if you believe,
you're so right.
Can do it. If you believe, then you can
Your
do
mind.
It.
Anyway, let's just play
this
song.
Let's just play the song. Yeah. Big Yellow Taxi, Joni Mitchell.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. Big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? The paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? The paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Oh, I'm in paradise. Show me heartbreak 1,000 times.
she's so bright. She's so bright. She's so bright.
And the daddy bounced down, so she flew the nest. She said, "Roof that." And one for the road out cold, where the sober souls found gold. I so still, she's a lonely teaser. Hi-ho, hi-ho, if I could only reach her. While the rap bads claps, new match bad habits. The happy go, Mac and Coke, cracked out and wacky O's. Have a go, tap a toe. Actually, happened though, what I haven't seen for love isn't worth seeing at all. You get let down when you reach your bob, so I'm sticking to the southeast walls. Moved again since then.
Hello. Hi. We were not prepared for the end of that song, but it's okay. We were talking about class.
We were. We just, you know, we're very studious sisters.
Yeah.
So we were talking about our studies.
Yeah. As you do.
Yeah. Wait, so that was, we played Milk by the 1975.
Yeah.
But before that, we played
Cadillac Girl.
Yes,
Only Real.
We did.
And Televised by Honey.
Just so many
songs. So many songs.
Yeah. I don't know. They all feel so springy to me.
They are springy.
And they're just... So, I went through all my playlists on Spotify. I have 5 playlists about spring. 5. Which is...
I think that's valid,
egregious,
though.
I think. An egregious amount of playlists to have dedicated to one season. So, I just kind of, like, looked through, like, my most played songs from those playlists. Mm-hmm. And, like, Televised and Cadillac Girl and Milk were, like, all of those. And... they all just remind me of, like, driving around in the spring, which is fun.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just discovered the song Karina by Adrian Walker, I think.
Adrian Lenker.
Lenker, not Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the vocalist of Big Thief. But I really like this song, and it also feels very springy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like a soft spring.
Yeah, a soft, like, acoustic spring, which I think is different than, like, the sort of, like, guitar...
Yeah, like way goes
spring
versus...
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, we have a lot of, like... Just men with guitars, guitar.
Yeah.
Like, on this. Like, this could have just been, like, guitar hour with, like, some white guy.
No, exactly. This all could have been the same white man playing different songs.
And you wouldn't have been able to tell.
Right. So, I thank you to Joni Mitchell. Thank you to Adrian Lenker.
Shout out to the women.
To the women. All of them. yeah, so I really like that song. And thought that it belonged in this playlist.
And I think it does.
Yes. And to close out, we have, like, sort of a joint pick from the two of us.
Yes.
Again, spring. It's just Australia by the Shins.
Yeah, it
Let's
is.
Let's just get We're right just gonna, into it.
Yeah. So where this is our springtime. Intro to spring, signing off on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tubbs Freeform Radio. This has been Granola Girls.
Woo!
And this is the Shins.